Guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision. What it do, baby? Welcome to another episode of Horrible Decisions. If you have not heard us before, welcome. Also, make sure to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen to us or watch us, because yes, we is on the YouTube. What's up? I'm your girl, Mandy B, a.k.a. Pat the Stallion, a.k.a. Dat Bitch, a.k.a. Tripod Mommy. What it do?
What's Tripod Mommy mean?
Bitch, I have... Tree podcast.
Oh, I thought tree it pods. Was like taking know, right? pictures.
You get it? Nah, not like taking a picture, bitch. Like tree pods.
I was like, I'm the one who was in a throt ball.
Tripods. I get it.
Hi, guys. I'm Weezy. I'm just a sink. Oh, no. I'm a double.
You're a double penetration.
I'm a DP-er.
You're a DP-er,
baby. And we are joined today by
Dallas Playhouse.
Oh, okay. Well, that too.
That's a
so we gonna play.
It's a porny name.
That's a very like kinky name.
It is.
So we gonna
as a kinky.
So I could do Dallas. I could do Dallas then, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So like the city.
Yes, but I'm not from there.
So where you get the Dallas Playhouse from?
As I just told Benson, my dad was like a huge Cowboys fan, and I'm a star.
All right, bitch.
And that's it.
So the funny thing about this is, y'all, so I was like, you know what? We need to get some people on the pod. So I threw a tweet out there. Dallas hit me up. But what's even crazier is after we done communicated for a little bit, she's like, so you know we met, right? And I was like... We did. And she's like, I get it. Y'all meet a lot of people.
Y'all meet a lot of people. Y'all was lit.
No, I be feeling really lit. Bad. But when I think it's not just like meeting. I feel like I remember someone coming up to me more than I do in an arena like that. I met a guy at a bar the other day. He was like, are you Weezy? I'm like, yeah. So I'm thinking he listens to the podcast. He's like, oh, I've been on set with you before. My name's Jesse. And I'm still like, okay.
Ooh, right.
He did our lighting and shit for the Horrible Decisions movie. And let me tell you what made me feel worse. We were there for 8 hours.
I was about to be like, he was there all day.
So then I said to him,
I ain't gonna hold you.
I said, maybe it's the mask. He said, well, I'm not wearing one now and I wasn't wearing one that day. I said, no, my mask. And let me explain. Am I the only person, I know this sounds dumb, whose mask fucks up their vision?
Girl, well, I feel like mine is just because of my glasses. Like, they just always get foggy.
Okay, well, see, I like wearing my personality glasses and I wear them all the time. And when I wear the mask, it fogs them up. You know?
So like, I ain't gonna hold you. He could walk through this door right now and I won't know that man.
I don't remember the guy.
I feel so bad.
Sorry to that man.
No. So he's Dennis's assistant. He's been on calls with me that I've had with Dennis for producing shit.
Yeah, no.
Bitch, I was just like,
I don't know.
And
that
the
man.
More that he kept talking, he was like saying stuff. You know when people try to like give you the hint?
Right, your memory.
And he was like, right, I was there. I was like, oh, right. And he was
you
like,
you don't even remember you ordered that man sushi? Bro, you don't remember shit, bro.
Wow. You ordered him sushi.
Oh, we had a whole platter of sushi
Well,
that day.
It's when you're on set.
We were on set all
you
day.
Have to, like, create the set vibes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, Saturday, I just did another set, and I remember thinking, like, because it started at 9, I was like, does anyone know what they want to eat? They're like, we're not hungry. And I was like, well, this is a lot cheaper for me. Great. I'll just do donuts then. We're going to do donuts. But, like, when you go to real shit, and I don't want people to think that I'm going to do shit cheap, even though I will. When you go to real shit, you know what I'm saying? They be having the waters out asking if you want anything. So I feel like it's nice to treat people that way. But what would have been nicer is if I knew his fucking name or his face.
Remember who he was.
So what I did was just try to be like, what do you want to drink? I'm like, oh, let's talk. Yes. What are you working on now? Do you want alcohol? Okay.
And speaking of alcohol, that's what I responded to her. I was like, girl, you know I'd be drunk. Because I really be partying and be out with people and don't know who they are. And well, she's like, well, yeah.
We've partied with listeners in D.C.
Don't do this. Are you going to... Don't. Okay.
No, I'm not talking about the time you made out with that girl.
Because you know where she was about to go?
At that place.
She still brought it up.
I wasn't going to talk about how you made out with her. I was going to say...
Were you there when I was making out with her?
Everybody was there, Mandy. Did you see it?
And Weezy was like, she makes out with everyone. It's fine.
That's what you said?
Probably.
You liar.
Maybe. I don't know if I said she makes out. I probably said this is what she does. I could see that.
Yeah, I be making out with bitches.
You were like, only pretty bitches, though.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And then Mandy was being so extra because Shorty and one of our friends was flirting. She was like, fuck this bitch.
Wait, what did I do? You don't remember? No, bitch. See, I don't remember shit.
Nah, she was playing. Fuck you. Then you kept dancing with other people because you were making...
I do feel like, because wait, one of my friends, what was it? So she didn't give me the pussy or something?
That was probably one of the...
Not for her.
Oh, that might have been it. And I was, yeah.
That was
okay,
it.
Okay, that was it. My friend didn't give me the pussy. So I was like, man, fuck you, bitch.
She wasn't your friend. She was giving the pussy to a mutual friend.
Oh, got you.
The reason I brought up being fucked up, because that same night, someone else I didn't recognize, There was a girl that comes up to me. She's been a patron for a while. And she's like, Weezy, I know you be getting it in. Da, 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 da. So she said she had some Molly water. And she was like, do you want some? And I was like, girl, no. I don't like that bitch. And she was like, girl, so I listen to your shit all the time. You
wait, know, so she just thought like you was going.
She basically was like, I know you don't know nobody you be taking that shit from. So I was like, girl, no. So then after a while, people
you
bought us bottles.
Molly water.
We were drinking bottles. Well, we ordered bottles, but they were all gone. And so I was like, well, there's nothing really left.
So you could just go ahead and get it in Molly.
So I
bitch,
found her.
Oh no, bitch.
But wait, it was fine. I was alive. So what?
You're right now. But no,
she's
bitch.
A member of the Whore Hive. You think she's gonna steer me wrong?
Maybe.
I mean, I ain't gonna hold you. Real quick, shout out to the Whore Hive too, because I don't know
connected.
How we come across. But bitch, almost every city there was fans that brought us blunts and weed.
They did.
Almost every fucking city.
Some girl brought me a tab of acid. Like people be looking out.
Wait, you got a tab of what?
Acid. She didn't give it to you. It was in Boston.
She knew not to give it to
me. She
gave
you an edible. And she whispered to me. And it's so funny how certain drugs we put on a hierarchy. She was like, Mandy, this is for you. And then I made a joke like, damn, bitch, you ain't even done.
But
she was like,
you,
oh,
mind you, she didn't even want to give me the edible because at the Boston show, I shared how the edible, I had to be thrown into a bathtub.
Oh, yeah.
Because my nigga, and so I share my
that
edible
was the same.
I share my edible story, and she
somebody
was like,
had to throw you to a bathtub.
I don't know, I brought you an edible, and I was like, well, bitch, I'll
still
take
it. So after the Molly water shit, fast forward, it's quarantine time. I'm hanging around the LES. This girl comes up to me, and she's like, oh, Easy, I came to your DC show. So we hug, we take a picture, and she's like, and you remember what else? And I'm like, nope. Like, I'm really looking like,
I don't know.
And she's just like, we had a moment. And I'm like, and I do remember crying with this one girl, shut up. At the DC club in DC. She just made me tear up. You know what I mean? She was like, oh my God, I came to your first show. And I just started crying.
Bro.
And then she told me, she was like, we were in the bathroom together. And I'm like, okay.
What was doing in there?
Bitch, I didn't know what she was talking about. And
you
then
was
she
like, do we fuck?
That's what I was thinking. And I'm like, I know we didn't do that. And she was like, yeah, bitch, we took some Molly water together. I'm like, oh my God. She's like, you didn't even know who I was. I'm like, well, we wearing masks now.
So
I can't
see. The crazy part about Dallas is it's not like she was just a fan that was in line. She was pretty much backstage with us because her sister was the muse for Dash with if you guys came to our live show, we had live Kinksters, and in DC specifically, we had Sir Dashington, who did a live rendition of Bondage, which is crazy because that is what this week's episode is about, and we're going to get to talking to Dallas about
DC, and did she come to another city?
Oh, she did. They
Philly?
Did Dallas.
Philly? I think Dash
Philly,
went
DC.
To the other cities.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought
yeah, the muse was different in every city.
Yeah.
The muse was different in every city. But that's what we're going to be talking about. And I'm really excited because every time we kind of, I think by the second time Dash was there, we didn't really even have questions for him. We wanted to understand, as a woman, you being tied up, what arousal you get out of that. And so we're going to talk about that for the Horrible Decision.
The girl who does my hair, not my braids, but the girl who does my hair, she tells me all the time, she'll have sessions and stuff like that. And I'd be like, because I know she used to work in a dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, you be beating niggas up? She'd be like, no, like, Dash. Dash gives me sessions. And I'm
Dash
like,
be out here with
you,
a lot of
you guys might think I'm crazy.
Listen,
look at the right, face.
I
Dash
found
be
her on
here.
Craigslist, right? This is a long time ago.
Obviously.
When I first moved to New York and I didn't know what to do, and it was like wintertime, and I was like, fuck it. So I found her on Craigslist. And years later, right? So she, like, you know when you don't want to tell somebody who you are?
Right.
So she starts telling me a little bit about BDSM, a little stuff. And then she's like, oh, I know you got a podcast. I'll be sitting there for hours. I'm like, oh, you do? And she's like, yep. And I know Dash. Oh, excuse me. And he's one of my doms.
Dash
well,
be
all
out
right,
here
bitch.
Slinging that rope. I'm going to just say that.
No, slinging
he be slinging that
get
rope.
She said that Dash was one of the only men, I don't know if I can name the dungeon, I won't, that she had ever been in this dungeon that was not a customer, the only man ever, who was teaching some of the women there how to handle people and do it safely. Because at these dungeons, the way that it works legally is they're called, I think I just talked to you and Benson about this maybe, they're studios, filming studios, right? Where the women are actresses that role play. So Dash actually went in there to help them do this shit safely.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of them just be tying,
just do whatever. Right.
Right. And he's very...
And we gonna talk about that for sure. Also, Dallas, outside of being a rope muse, you also are in the, I want to say, media kink space.
It's gratefulness o'clock, y'all.
It's
gratefulness.
What?
Gratefulness o'clock.
What is
2:22 every day?
I just, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait.
Look at Weezy's face. This is some stars and moons type shit. What is it? What is gratefulness hour or time?
I personally, it's not a thing, but just for me, like every day at 2:22 when the alarm goes off, I just, you know, think of something I'm grateful for.
What
about 11?
What you grateful for?
Being here with you bitches.
Yeah.
I recorded like a snap of us partying in a club, and I remember looking at it the very next day like, okay, I'm going to delete this, but I'm going to keep it though. But I'm not going to leave it up because I look crazy. But
I know we all looked crazy that night, bitch.
We were drunk.
A bitch was drunk.
Well, I was high, bitch.
So I came into the club. Hair was, you know, straightened out, left out the club with a whole afro. It's fine.
So what else do you do in this kink space outside of rope musing?
I really love Impact.
Okay.
I've done a little bit of some electro play. I'm a little pussy when it comes to that. I'm not going to
lie. Electro play.
Yes. Electro play, you could either use like the tens where they put like these pads on you and it kind of makes you like a conductor. So you can use anything on your body. Like it could be metal claws. It could be like a brush. It could be anything. And it'll like, you know, kind of shock you a little bit. But it's not like...
That's so fucking weird.
Bitch, I'm already like, do you get wet from that?
Like, but is the shock like...
No kink shaming.
It's not like somebody's trying to electrocute
you. Wait. You use the metal from something else?
Mm-hmm.
And you zap yourself.
But where do you put the sticky things?
The sticky things just go on your body somewhere. Like,
where do you like to put them?
I like to put mine like kind of like up here because I know that, you know, you might touch my arms or touch my
legs.
Can
you get like electrocuted like too far? Like, can the voltage just like...
You can definitely, it can be up too high and you might not like that. And you could ask them to turn it down. Yes.
There's a whole voltage machine?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming.
Which is why you got to play safely and talk to people who know what they're doing.
Holy shit.
Things can go very wrong.
Well,
you find black people to do it or not?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
I don't play that.
Electro play.
Wait,
niggas.
What do you mean you don't play that? So you don't, do you not deal with white
men? I prefer to deal with black kinksters, but also I build relationships with the people that I do play sessions with. So I'm never like just with a complete stranger.
Things.
Just because the kinks that I'm into are so like, it can go real wrong real fast.
Okay. Is it because you trust black men more than you trust
and
white men?
And black women.
And black women more. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've been tied up and I've done electro play with a white kinkster at like a play party or whatever. And it was cool, but like towards the end, he kind of like the voltage was up a little too high and I was like, all right, I'm done. Red, we're finished.
Okay. So done. Basically it's like the sticky things that you would put on like for heart monitoring?
Yeah. Like when you go.
Okay.
So and they also have one that looks like, what do you call it? An ace bandage. And
I see
like,
that.
Yeah,
you see that
like,
too?
Wrap it around
right
the,
here,
the bottom of your leg or your arm.
About.
And it does the same thing.
So she has them on her chest.
Ah! It's leaked for a long time.
Nah, bro.
This just isn't fun
she
to
has
watch.
It.
You could go to the store and buy a violet wand and they have attachments.
I want to like, see like him floggers. Press the buttons, though.
Bro. That, I ain't gonna hold you.
That's
a lot. So also the setup for that is a lot. Like,
well, looks like it's not WPS for you, so.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm shocked that black people do this.
I'm not.
I just feel like black people wouldn't put any electrical stuff. Like, if you're gonna get wet, maybe we shouldn't electrocute you. You know what I'm saying? That don't sound like a good combination.
It should be on the way. I just ordered this toy from Cal Exotics that... It's an eSTEM toy, and it, like, does the same thing that the tens do, but, like, it's a dildo, and you can use it inside your pussy, and supposedly it tightens your Kegel muscles. But, like,
that,
I just wanted it
that's
because
a real
it's an eSTEM toy. Yeah.
I did pelvic floor therapy. I talk about it. I had vaginismus, like, years ago. And so, basically, they used to put this device inside of me. It didn't turn me on because I was clenching so badly, and they had to like help me like loosen up because it was a lot of trauma and nerves. Mm-hmm. So you could use it for either or. You could use it to tighten or loosen. It's so weird.
That's crazy.
And it does these like it fluttery things. And it's interesting because she would tell me, I didn't even realize that kind of was electro play in a way. So basically I would sit there and I did a session a week and it looked like a dildo. She'd put it inside of me and she'd ask me if I felt anything and she would have it pretty low and then it would increase and basically it was stimulating the muscles so that I could start controlling them myself. Because what was happening was my body was automatically tightening during sex because I just had a lot of bad memories with sex. And so it was teaching me how to feel the muscle. because I couldn't feel anything. Like, I couldn't relax myself. So they basically would stimulate that so you could, like, bring it back. Kind of like physical therapy.
And this is what you're buying just...
Well, that's because, not what I do it for. Yeah, I just like that shit.
But I'm saying, they could have went to Cal Exotics too.
Right.
They could have. Shit.
And charged a bitch $100 a session.
We are going to get into the vanilla shit for this week. And I love it because it deals with a little bit of body positivity, but also how your sex life affects your butt size. According to rampant speculation online, hormones released during sex can actually change the shape of your body. They asked an expert to look into it, and it does basically say, one moment, let me find what they say. Basically that when our hormones go into overdrive during sex, if our partner's hormones potentially also affect our bodies, it happens kind of consistently within having sex. Also, I know with anal sex particularly.
They can say that your ass gets bigger?
And I think that was something shot. They said
when you get fucked in the back, from the back.
From the back, it's supposed
back
to make your
boots. And squats or something like that.
Wait, and squats. I ain't squatting. Oh, wait, technically you do squat then. Oh, and sex. You do, bitch, when
not
you get
not for back shots.
No, I mean, but not you for back squat shots, but and you do back squat.
I mean, I...
Do you feel like your booty got bigger after you started having sex?
No, it's from squatting.
Yeah. Oh, it's from squatting?
I don't know. I don't feel like it's a, like, consistent thing. Like, oh, I'm fucking, my butt look a little round today. But, like, meh. I feel like...
It's crazy to me, because I'll be honest.
I think the hormones may make you more shapely.
Right.
Well, and that's what's crazy, because when I was growing up, I mean, I feel like I had my thighs and hips and curves for as long as I could fucking remember. But I remember that... Not only teachers.
Your mamas and your aunties would be like, oh, your hips gonna spring.
And because I had hips, they assumed that I was sexually active way before I was sexually active. Mm-hmm. Because, and then even now, which I also don't like, my hips have been referred to as
childbearing hips.
Baby bearing.
And I'm like, I don't have a kid though.
Yeah, I've heard somebody say, you look like you need to have some kids. And I was like, no, I don't.
Wait, someone said that to you?
Yes, like you look like you, like I should put a baby in you, like you're ready for children.
Niggas is gross.
Niggas are gross.
Damn, I had another shirt. I wonder, like, for men, I don't know, because I was seeing this guy who, like, swore up and down. He was, like, very animalistic or whatever. And he's like, oh, like, you know, I think like an animal, like my body reacts like an animal. And he was telling me, like, when I see certain type of women in certain body shapes, like it activates all of those things in me and makes me want to fuck, because the childbearing hips or the smell of a woman or pheromones. And like, it sounded like bullshit. He was like kind of like earth and wind and fire nigga. But he swore that the reason that I was attracted to him was his height, his shoulders, his build, and everything about him, and his hair. He was like...
Which is valid, right?
He's like, because we're animals. You know when someone's like too old for you?
Okay, yeah.
Let me explain to you. I'm an animal, you an animal. When you look at me, you see protector. When I look at you, I see womanly. Look at your titties. I'm like, they ain't real. So you see him bullshit. But he like swore that this shit was real. And he was talking about how he had a girlfriend at the time that I think she had a kid. And he was like, when she would get super maternal was when like I was the most attracted to her, wanted to fuck her the most. And he's like, all of those things are very attractive. But to his point, I think women see that sometimes. Like when we see someone be a daddy. I love that.
Okay.
It is attractive when you see somebody be a good father, though.
No, that is attractive. I would say definitely, though, physically, I will say actually there are certain parts of a man that when I do look at it, I'd be like, and I guess it's not gross because if we're going to sit here and say, oh, niggas is gross, we be saying some pretty sus stuff, too, about niggas. Like, I love a man's Adam's apple.
I love
and
the ankle.
I was going to say neck, but it's not like the Adam's apple for me. It's like this area.
See, but even
the nape?
I guess so.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Is it? And of course, abs. That's a thing. And height is a thing.
I like biceps.
But biceps, see, that's the thing. Mine's
beard.
We sexualize men's bodies often. And it's not gross when we do it, right?
I mean, do you walk down the street like, baby, look at them. Look at them abs. I know under your shirt. It's just, no. Like,
you know
no.
what? I will tell you. This one dude. Okay, this is really nasty, but...
Uh-oh, here we go.
He used to turn me on. I only fucked him one time. We were cool. We just, like, tried not to fuck because we lived in the same neighborhood, but we ended up fucking. But anyway, he would come around me all the time and, like, kiss me and be really close to me and shit like that. And he, when he kissed me on the neck, he would put his hand up here. And he told me one time that he knew I was ovulating because of my body temperature.
Oh, bitch.
And he was like,
wait, what?
He was like, oh, I know your pussy wet as shit right now. I was like, well, how do you know that? Mind you, it was like 2 a.m., but it was. And he was like, yo, I just know when you ovulate, your titties look mad full. And he was like, you smell different. Like, I could tell. That was the night I fucked him.
That is a whole ass nigga.
Bitch.
That nigga got to deal with a whole lot of women or grew up with a whole lot of women.
And I took my pussy and I threw it right at him as well. And
he did good? He did a good job?
He caught it. It was really good. He caught it. He moved to LA, but I think about it all the time. Like, that shit, I don't know why it got me horny as fuck. And my nipples are?
They are very horny. You're talking about this.
They are talking to us.
They started sharing in the story.
Bitch, when he told me that shit. Ooh, but we make jokes and talk about it later, and he says that he went to nursing school for a little bit. Right now he works in music, but he said, when I got out of college, I worked in nursing, and he said, and I learned so much about women's bodies and the way that they change
that right while we're ovulating. Sure.
Right? Like a whole ass nigga. That's also, they could have been full because I was menstruating, but, and then I remember like when he was like touching my pussy, he went down on me, but specifically when he put his fingers in my pussy, he like looked at him like he knew. And I was like, this is
whole ass nigga.
Put a baby in me.
So and I'm going to get Plan B to take it out. Let me ask you then, for a band to say that, do you ever feel like the compliments are from fetishism or something? I mean, I talked about it too, because like even before I like lost weight, a nigga was like, ooh, let me fuck you before you lose weight. But even the idea of someone wanting to say they want to put a baby in me or my childbearing hips, like to me, actually, I guess that's where it comes from. I feel like we take a lot of compliments as being uncomfortable sometimes. Maybe because we're not all the way comfortable with, because I don't want you to, even when I laid in bed, I talked about this with Ashley. I don't like when they grab
your rose.
Oh my God. I'd be like, stop that shit. I mean, so I guess is that where
it's you weird because I think,
ever feel fetishized or?
I mean, I know I can't relate all the way, but what I can say that I would assume is why you don't like someone grabbing your rolls is because
I don't like it.
Normally, if someone's grabbing it, because they're saying something bad about it.
If you like hold them, like if we're cuddling and you like just put your arm around me and hold it, but don't jiggle it.
But I think that's the association because I've seen like my family do it to someone. Oh, you getting this? And they pull at you like this.
They do.
I think that's where it comes from. So you probably feel like the man that you're with is doing the same thing.
And
if anyone ever grabs the skin on your stomach, it's not normally because they're worshiping it. It's because they're trying to remind you that it ain't how it's supposed to be.
Right.
Oh, valid. Valid. Let's go ahead. We're going to get into our motherfucking whole facts today. And this is actually, guys, you know, I don't want to keep bringing up my boyfriend or anything, but when I read this, I said, I have to share this on the podcast because this is very much probably why I'm experiencing sex the way I am right now. So,
because you're in love?
Don't say the L word. I ain't said the L word
but
yet.
It's true. When you're in love with somebody, the sex is better.
Yeah, but this is why the sex is better. It's because it's a fact. It's a whole fact. It's a sex fact.
Okay.
I found it, y'all. So the whole fact for this week is talking about sex improves your sex life. Now, valid. We do this, but let me explain. Let me get to it. So whether it's pillow talk or a candid middle of the day convo with your partner, talking about sex can lead to a more fulfilling life of sex. Relationship coach Kyle Benson says that it's also important for couples to be specific and direct when discussing sex and intimacy. So when partners talk to each other about their sexual needs, their conversations are often indirect, vague, and left unresolved. This can oftentimes leave both parties frustrated. So Benson says that instead, couples should focus on what's positive about their sexual encounters. For example, instead of saying something like, you never touch my body, try, it feels so amazing when you touch me here. Few people respond well to criticism, especially when it's something as personal as sex. Also, sharing your positive needs will open up new ways of loving each other.
And then I just would like to cross-reference with an article that discusses when you're in love, how the sex is better.
Oh my God, don't do this.
And what it says is, when you explore your sexuality through consensual encounters, it's immensely empowering, especially because you're actively discussing intent, boundaries, and there's no holds barred in lovemaking. You know that person isn't going anywhere, as well as the fact that the motivation is different. It's not just to get off and have an orgasm anymore. When making love, climaxing is important mutually. because you're connecting on an emotional level with the partner. You're in love.
Well, when I read this, I automatically actually fuck you with this L word because I ain't said it yet. I just tell him I appreciate you.
You haven't said it yet.
I ain't said it yet, but it might be lingering in my mind a little bit.
It's kind of like you being like, I'm a free spirit. I love doing how I feel, and we know you're a whore, but we are not.
You are not saying it. So I bring this up because we recently had morning sex, and he like has been really, really like intimate and just really calm with me lately. But I think it's because it's so weird because my period has been coming on early the last 2 months.
Oh man!
And he was like, being a man, he was like, it's not because I'm pounding you too hard, am I? So he thinking he just knocking the shit on. But he was. So he's niggas. Been really... You niggas.
I must be fucking the shit out that period.
He knocking the period on early. But no, so I told him, I was like, no, that's not it. So anyways, we go to have this morning sex. And he be so extra in the morning. He be wanting to bring out the toys, do anal and all this shit. So he goes to put his finger in my ass. And I'm like, oh, no, no, no. And... mind you, my ass was clenching because I really didn't want it. And then he got into my ear and whispered. He was like, nah. He was like, so you don't trust me with this body anymore?
Ooh. What if he said, and you don't trust me with this booty hole? Would you like it?
Not the booty hole. But no, like, so when he was like, when he said that to me, literally, bitch, that, the Buddha just like, let the finger just go in there.
It was like a Dukalax. Like, ass.
I ain't gonna hold you. Bitch, I literally just eased up and I was like, oh my God, okay, yeah, now that feels good. But it was me just knowing I didn't want it, but him just talking to me and like, so like, I know he makes me feel good in every way.
But when you he have,
said that, I was like, ugh.
So did you not want it because you didn't?
Bitch,
because
I don't be wanting anal sex in the morning. We done exceeded our time like per quarter.
First of all, Mandy's in love. That's why her ass opened up.
Oh my God. My ass be opening up.
Bitch, let me tell you how my pussy got wider. And this is also because I'm vain during some really sweet talk, right? I'm fucking, this nigga's looking at me. And he was a little drunk, but he was looking at me like in my eyes. We're making out. And he's like, got his hands in my hair. And he's like, I love the way your hair feels. Like, bitch, my hair was like, you know, I don't really like having my fro like that. He was telling me how fucking beautiful I was, just like staring at me, and it was like super deep. And when we started fucking, I was like, I'm taking the entire dick in my stomach now. Like, it reached a new part.
But see, it was because he spoke
I
and
think
said
affirmations during sex is a
but
real
let's
thing.
Keep it up, fellas. If you just I love say it. You to know, me, I love you that. Know what? Literally. Look how
I was
fit
with this guy,
and
he was
skinny
like, you're so
you are.
Beautiful. Oof. You're important. You're special. And I was like, yes, I am.
No, yes, seriously. Seriously, I think also too, what all three of us even just said.
Were attention whores?
Well, not only
basically
that,
when they say I'm pretty, my ass opened up, my pussy got wet.
No, seriously, no, but the fact that too, we relayed all of the compliments to be something other than our pussy. I think in sex, a lot of men be like, ooh,
this
that pussy's so
good.
Wet.
I
it's
actually
so good.
Did not think about that. Yeah.
And so the idea that
of them
even though you're
a person.
Yeah. And when you're in my pussy, the fact that you can like appreciate other parts of me. So those words of affirmation outside
I need
of this
to just
good
see.
Ass, good ass right
there's
now.
A waiting list for the emo ho club that I'm a part
no,
of.
No, don't do this.
But you guys are welcome
I
to join. We will be taking
emo
applicants.
Ho.
But I mean, from what you've said,
don't do this.
Wow.
I just enjoy what he's saying.
Emotional.
I'm not emotional, bitch.
How?
How am I emotional? Because I enjoy my nigga.
Everybody shows their emotions in a different way. Looks like you show it through gifts, food,
let me tell
not
you,
fucking other niggas.
Speaking of gifts, this is how you know I really like this nigga. So I follow this page on Twitter called Fat Kid Deals, which I gotta.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta get off of it.
They do some great weighted blankets.
Everything.
Stuff you don't need.
I'd be like, bitch,
speaking of that,
I literally bought just lights, and apparently they change colors and shit to go around my TV so that the wall
shit we don't need.
Shit I don't need. So anyway, I'm scrolling Twitter because I love Twitter, and bitch, it's a beard kit. And I'm like, oh,
let me get this for Z.
I bought this nigga a beard kit. I was like, what type of dick is this man giving
let
me?
Let me moisturize Lovey that
dick.
Dick.
Bitch.
Worshipy
and I'm
dick.
Like, I really just bought this nigga a beard kit. Because normally if I buy him something, it's something that I could use too. Because I'm just one of them type of people.
Oh, yeah. I did get Old Bay a water pick.
Wait, a what?
A water pick.
For
a tea? Oh, okay. I didn't know what that
you
was.
Never heard of it? So instead of flossing, you could do both.
I thought you said a water pit.
Pick.
Oh, pick.
So okay. It's basically this long tube and the water like shoots out fast and it goes through your teeth. And I ain't going front. I wanted one. It was like $150. I was like, I'm not going to buy this for myself. I was like, but let me look like I'm being a good person. You know what I'm saying? Because you be flossing a lot. And I was like, babe, I got you a water pick. And he thought it was the sweetest thing I had ever done in my life. And damn sure every night I was like, you want it too? Okay.
You ain't shit.
I think it's in my house.
You ain't shit. So we are going to get into our hors d'oeuvre. And for this, I am leaving it up to you, ma'am.
That was the hors d'oeuvre, I thought.
No, that was hope facts. Hors d'oeuvre, for those of you listening to us possibly for the first time, is our tip in the bedroom. And you have a lot of different experience. We talked about the electrodes. Is that
electroplay?
Electroplay.
Can you give us maybe a tip on introducing electroplay with your partner?
I think the best way to introduce it is just to talk about it, honestly, before you ever pull any toys out, before you bring any toys, because the stuff that you might got, your partner may not want to use.
Because I don't know, if someone brings a generator in the bedroom. Jump the car battery. You
put the red
in the back, and you be like, "Let me start the engine."
I'm scared.
Nipple clamps scare me a little bit.
This shit really just happened. Yes.
It's the nerve of bitches, and you are it. You are bitches.
Okay. I am bitches. Okay, so to talk about it, you think is definitely
the first thing, and then you know, like I think a live showing of it. Because watching a video, you're not going to be able to really, like, for me, research anything. You're just going to be like, okay, well, I don't know how high he got it up.
A live showing. Where would someone see that?
Yeah. Well, not like a show, but like, yeah, go to a sex club or a party, a play party.
I ain't going to hold you. I done been to a few. I ain't never seen no electro play.
That is ridiculous. How?
I don't know.
I've never seen that either.
Yeah, that's we be crazy. Going to sex clubs. Is this...
I've seen a Sibian machine, like where people get on top of it. I've seen people getting flogged. I've seen spankings. I've seen
rope tying a lot.
I've seen the fuck. I wish I knew
St. Andrew's Cross.
That.
Thank you.
That. I've seen that. I put my man on
but I've never seen electro.
Me neither.
And I'm going to tell you why. Because when I go to sex parties, it never says WPS here, white people shit, for those of you who don't know. And I've never, and maybe they do it in their own kink ass corner.
And now that I think about it, it maybe was some WPS when I first saw it.
Really?
It was a white people party. Okay. It was white people there.
And they were like, we just love, you're so exotic and urban. Look at your blue hair.
Listen, I feel like I was born with blue hair and like somebody dyed it black at the hospital.
How long have you had it?
I promise you. Like on and off throughout the year, I just like dye, I may dye my real hair like when y'all met me, or I'll just, you know, buy weave and dye.
People get very weird about blue hair. When I used to manage the store, one of the rules we had was no unnatural hair colors. That's it.
Incorporate that.
Yeah, you can have however you want it. And I had to tell this girl, I'm like, look, and she was white. I was like, I'm not trying to be a bitch. Like, you know I'm cool, but like, you can't be having the blue hair. She was like, no, like, it is my, people know, people call me blue. Like, it's either I fucking do this or I don't make my.
Yo, I had a job interview, like, when I was working for other people. And, like, I had pink hair. Like, I had just dyed my hair, like, hot magenta pink the day before. But I was like, I'm still going to go to this interview. And the guy loved me. And he was like, I need you to do something with it.
Throw a wig on.
I can't. So I went, I got a rinse, and it only made it purple. Like, it didn't do anything.
But you know, obviously,
made it plum.
What's crazy, I know we're relating this to corporate setting, but I remember a friend of mine had short blonde hair like this, and she was looking to dance. Mm-hmm. And so she went into an all white strip club here in New York, actually in the city, and they loved her, but was like, if you're going to dance here, we need you to have long hair. So they didn't even want her to have her natural, just short hair as a black girl. Like, they were like, we're going to need you to throw on either a wig or get something long. Yeah. So
yeah, the crazy thing is the fact that hair
is really a thing, even outside of corporate. It's also like,
I get the color thing, but length.
Yeah.
Length. And I only get the color thing. I don't know where you apply to work, but. This was front facing a little more professional. I understand it. And I don't think the color thing is crazy. What I do find crazy is when you're telling me I can't style my hair a certain way, especially protective styles.
I agree.
And length. I agree.
That's one of my friends
weird.
That was a dancer, she had locks and they were like, I mean, we're going to hire you because we really like your look, but you need to go buy a wig.
See, yeah, at strip clubs and where they do this. They will determine, like,
are they allowed to be like that?
Yeah, bitch, first I guess off, they can. You're not giving them your social. They're like, they
you want to work here or not?
You want to, right. Yeah. What do you want?
I mean, the you know what really made me, like, kind of chill about the appearance in retail was the Apple Store. Like, they never give a fuck.
They do not.
About how people look.
I don't know. I just really like color hair.
I think colored hair is fun. And I think that what's really made it easy to digest as the years go on, and it's not like I'm trying to give her credit, but I think white people can accept it now, is because Kylie does it. Now they're like, oh.
The Kardashians.
But yeah, it's just truly
it's trash.
It. Because black girls been coloring their hair like that for a long fucking time. And now, whenever I saw it, in my mind, when white people color their hair like that, it was some goth weirdo shit. You know what I mean? Or like you're super punk or whatever. Shit, Venus used to do that like 10, 15 years ago, green hair. And now that Kylie's done it, suddenly you can have colored hair and it could be tasteful.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's weird as fuck to me. Like,
I hate it.
I love how people pretend like they don't want to look at you. Like, I realized that my hair is blue. You can look. It's okay. And like in public, people would just be like.
And they know that everybody's already going to talk about it and like how cute it is. Or like,
I went to go have tacos last night. And this girl was sitting at her table and she was like. After like the third time, I was just like, yes, sis, do you need something?
That's how I was.
How are you?
That's how I was in Asia. You just gotta say hi when you notice people staring
at you.
Just
say hey. It's okay.
You just gotta be like, hi. And make them feel uncomfortable.
Except your margarita.
You know, just make them feel uncomfortable.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was about to say,
I don't speak when like dudes be staring at me. I don't be speaking back.
No, fact.
No, because I feel like if you're staring at me from across the room, like get up and come talk to me.
Well, actually, no. That is. I'm not gonna lie. That is a lie to me. I got on the train recently, and bitch, a nigga had his phone like this, and I saw that he took a picture of me, and like I noticed it because I'm just like, why else is your phone like this?
What are you doing?
So I like looked at him like. I saw you. Like, you didn't
did
do that very discreetly. He just kind of smiled at me and was like, oh, I thought you were... Hi, I'm not your friend. He made it seem like he thought he knew me from somewhere. Like,
why would you take a picture of your friend instead of speaking to them,
Yeah,
though?
But nah, he made
I
it seem like...
I had a girl take a picture of me on the train and apologize and then ask to take a picture with me because her homegirl listened to Horrible Decisions.
Her homegirl was like, why are you bothering Weezy?
But she also then said after, which I found very funny, she was like, can I be real with you? I only got your leg. Shout out to whoever it is, because she listens at a nursing home, and she said that one of the patients that she has doesn't speak. And she was like, sometimes I wonder if she be listening back about how nasty this shit is. But she's a caretaker. She watches her all day.
But wait, she plays it on the speaker?
God, this was a while ago this happened, too. Yeah, she just mentioned that she plays it. She's like, I wonder if she listens. But yeah, I remember
it. Oh, my God. Well, we are going to get into our horrible decision, and I'm excited because this is kind of your expertise, and I do also want to ask if it's genetic at this point, knowing that your sister was on stage as a muse. So go ahead, before we even dive into it, what is a rope muse?
A rope muse is literally just someone who inspires like creativity of a rigor and allows them to do whatever artistic masterpiece on your body with the rope that they want to do.
Okay, and how do you find these people that are into, I guess, bondage, like someone like Dash?
Okay, so like, I feel like it kind of found me. It's a really, it's a funny story, so.
It found me? What are you talking about, okay, Christ?
It found me. No, so I was like waiting on some random date. I was like at a bar waiting on this dude. I end up seeing this like beautiful chocolate woman sitting next to me. I'm trying to order my drink and she kind of like rushed me. She was like, you've been looking at the bottles for a long time. What are you going to get? And then like we kind of start like complimenting each other and talking. Our partners come over because the dude finally shows up for the date and they know each other. And she's like, oh, you've never been to such and such. And I'm like, nah, what is that? And she's like, you should take her. Fast forward to that Saturday, she calls me on her own and she's like, no, we're going. I'm going to pick you up. Wear something sexy. And I'm like, okay.
Did you know what type of place this was? Did she give you
Yeah, she explained it at the bar. She's like, you know, it's a party that they have every other week. Well, they have it every week, but they have like a LGBT on and off week.
Okay.
So, you know, they have it every week, you know, if you want to come. And I told the guy, I'm like, oh, you should take me. But like, he wasn't fucking with it. Ironically, he ends up being there that night, but whatever. So we go and I see this guy tying this girl up in these pretty bright ropes. And I'm like, oh, that's dope. I think I'm too big for that.
So that's I honestly, without asking that offensively, I was going to ask you that because I went to a sex dungeon recently with King Noir and one of his slaves. Mm-hmm. And the slave was literally half of my size, but he was getting lessons on how to
Because I feel like it's not like an outfit. Like, you can make it whatever you want.
Sometimes...
Because they're suspended.
They can suspend you.
And you got to make sure that the person who is suspending you can also handle adjusting your body weight and being able to catch you if something goes wrong, if you move the wrong rope. So that's why I'm like, it has to be somebody I trust. So the guy's tying the girl up. I go outside to smoke. And it's dark as fuck. And he comes outside and he's like 6'10". And he's like, oh, you have colored hair. I like that. And I'm like,
you 6'10". I like that.
Shit. I'm so glad we have common interests and hobbies.
Hello.
I'm like, okay, hey. And the guy that I was supposed to go on a date with is his friend. And he's like, yeah, don't be bothered with her. But he tells the girl that brought me, like, nah, send her my number, da 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 da. We end up, like, talking. And he's like, I want to tie you up. And I'm like, I want to get tied up. Let's do it. So we did like a private session the first time. And I don't know a lot of riggers who will do suspension their first time tying you because it's so dangerous. So
okay.
We did a session at my house. And ironically, he like put an anal hook in my ass. Now.
Ironically.
Wait, what is... Why?
It's ironic because I thought it was a fucking ice cube and I was with the shits either way.
Okay.
Wait, but it was a what?
It was an anal hook. You've never seen
one? Have you seen an anal hook?
Where you pull it out, but I've
like with the circle at the end?
I just never thought that it was something I could serve with a cocktail, though.
It was cold and you couldn't see it. Oh, no, bitch. This is not what you were talking about. Bitch,
it
look.
Is. She seen.
No, it's
no,
not.
No, bitch. So there
was Benson just pulled it up. He's like, okay.
He just pulled it.
Yeah.
Oh wait. So
not all of them have two balls on them. Some of them's like one big ball.
Okay, it's actually
balls.
Like a fisherman's
hook. It's
like
a hook that you put in your booty hole.
How are we still learning shit? Almost 4 years in, Weezy.
I've seen it.
I've never seen that. Look,
I've seen it at the store.
But a lot of those pictures do have it tied to something else though. Mm-hmm. That hook part.
Do you know what this looks
some
like, you guys? If anyone is listening at home, I'm going
to
tell you exactly what this looks like. Some of you have it in your house, in your bathroom, behind the door.
Stop.
When you put your robe or your towel
like.
On
it looks
there,
like the color.
You can also double and put that in your ass.
That is what it looks like. Wait, why they can't do it? Because this is exactly what it looks like.
Or if you would like a little bit of a cheaper thing, if you don't have a sliding shower door and you have a shower curtain, that hook generally has a ball on the end. So that the shower... See?
Now people are going to be at home
for
a shower.
Okay, you know what? Maybe Adam and Eve didn't give you a promo code for this episode. You're welcome. DIY sex toys with Weezy.
Bro, that is insane. Okay, that's insane. I ain't shaming. Okay, so... He put this in your... So can I ask you real quick, at any point during this, did you ask, is that brand new? Did it come out the package? Like,
well, I watched him clean it. So.
Girl.
I didn't think he was going to use it on me. Like, you know what
you like, you know when you get a piercing and they show you, they be like, it's new. Or we get a pedicure and they be showing you how to take out.
I need to see you take it out.
Did he bring Barbicide? What did he clean it with?
Toy cleaner.
Cleaner. Okay. Yeah, that's what I have. Okay.
It's a booty hole. It's not like it was...
She said it's a booty hole.
Yeah. So, she tied me up. And I'm like, okay, so every time he would hit it with stuff, it like vibrates and it was an experience. And I'm like, oh, this is
kind of like sounded like...
Yeah, like if you were to like hit this... And you know how, like, it's making the noise, but because it's in your ass, you can, like, feel it every time.
Did it make you feel like a chip?
Wow.
No. It, like, I don't know. I went into subspace. So, like, I kind of just felt like I was...
What is that word that girl used? Not a sub... Kiki. Kings with Kiki. A sub... there's a word that she used when she used
either.
To... You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I can't
She
remember.
Talked about how
He's
she...
He's showing
would...
you guys what?
A regressing...
A what?
A regression.
What's a regression.
Like regressing, I don't know.
No.
Benson is trying. I'm sorry. Be back here doing motherfucking...
Benson, I don't know what kind of production you're trying to... Benson is is trying to show us the ass hook attached to someone's fucking head, and his head is like...
Oh, no. Let me show you. So, wait, look. She's like, wait, let me show you. I did this, too.
Sub drop?
Actually,
something like
I
that.
I think I have a picture that looks like that one.
Look, hold on.
Make note. Oh, this is funny.
Oh.
She said, you just said, like, he just put it in your booty hole.
So here's my question then, because this guy is someone that you had just met, right? And though you booked a session with him, what allowed you to trust him so soon?
I watched him tie up multiple people that night. I watched him do wax play and like do knife play and cut the wax off the girl's back. So
Benson, we saw enough. If y'all cannot see behind this camera, but he is holding his phone up every few minutes to show us. And here's another ass. And here's another one. Spread open. Thank you so much.
And here's another one. And another one.
Oh my God.
So how many times after, once you realize you enjoyed it, is this something that you just started craving to ask for?
So the next party, I was like, okay, well, we've had a private session and, you know, I wanted to know if you could do some suspension on me. And he was just like, I would love to, because he loves BBWs. Right. He's like, let's do it.
He loves BBWs.
That man turned me into a pinata. And it was great.
You were like,
I was, you know, suspended.
And was he Mexican as well?
He's black. She said she only deal with the black kinks.
She said there are black Mexicans.
But yeah.
Oh, wow. You were like off the floor.
Yes, can we share, off the floor. Can we share this picture with listeners?
Yeah.
So, okay, we can't really see your face. Wow.
You can't see my face at all.
Did you feel like you had to throw up?
No.
But see, it's also crazy. Did he bring any certain type of ropes specifically for you? Because, so I say that because when I went to the dungeon, the ropes that were being used for the slave, they were like, yeah, no. So I actually ended up being put into leather harnesses to be pulled up. And the leather harnesses just fit my thighs real comfortably. But yeah, like, how were the ropes different?
It feels
sometimes
like a one size fits all.
If I see him and he doesn't have a certain type of rope, he won't suspend me.
Okay, that's
because
what I was
won't
asking
be able to hold the body weight. Some ropes are literally just to be pretty.
Now, can you imagine if you was like right in between? Let's say you good. I don't know. Let's say skinny is 120.
But this was me.
And in between
my,
is like
my weight.
Let's say in between is like a 180.
I was 160, and they were like, these ropes that are being used for her, we can't. So they literally use leather harnesses because they were like, these ropes couldn't be for you and we don't have your ropes pulled out. There's definitely ropes that would not be able to suspend me. And I was told, no, girl, we're going to get the leather harnesses.
I was told by the Apple Care Sex Club.
It's the, they call them carabiners. So the thing that holds the rope and connects to the beam in the wall.
Ah.
So you got to make sure you have strong carabiners.
Like a bungee cord.
Yes and no. They come with bungee cords, but okay, you don't really want a bungee cord if you're going to be doing rope because you don't want the rope to bounce up and down. But so when he was actually doing the session that I just showed you guys, one of the carabiners bent and I could like feel it. And I'm like, okay, yeah, but like on a bigger scale.
All right, Benson. Benson, pull the prop.
What else?
I use a lot of those.
It what do you use them for?
You can use them for keys. You could put them on your water bottles, clip them.
But this is what will hold you up?
Yes, but like way bigger.
Oh, okay.
Way sturdier.
Okay.
And whenever I wasn't necessarily with him, I actually like ordered one of those, what do they call them? Yoga swings.
Okay.
People call them sex swings all the time, but the yoga swings come
with carabiners. I did aerial yoga. That's when I threw up. First episode.
You did mention that.
But they thought I was pregnant, so it didn't matter.
Oh.
Yeah. So, like, I would, like, practice being upside down sometimes at home so I could make sure I wasn't dizzy during the session. But anytime that you feel like you're about to black out or you need to stop, you can always just say, you know.
Well, that's the thing, too.
Now, can you stand up? Sorry. If you had to, could you stand up?
No.
Oh, because your feet are tied. Oh, my bad.
Shit.
Okay, well, wait.
Oh, because I have one more question.
Go ahead.
I have one more question because you've done this with, you know, a professional. You've done this in a party setting. How would you introduce this to someone that you're really dating that may not have ever done bondage before? Is this something that you can introduce to them?
I mean, everybody's vanilla at some point in their life, I believe.
Oh, girl.
So
she said, oh, girl.
Everybody does, you know, they ain't fucking with me. And like, damn, okay.
It's not like that. It's like, I don't immediately meet guys and be like, hey, you like beating ass? I like getting my ass beat. You like tying people up? Kidnap me. I don't do that. So you got to be like, you know,
I can
see
that.
Are you into BDSM? Have you ever, you know, been here or looked up that? Do you have a fet life?
My friend went to a BDSM camp somewhere in the Hamptons or some shit.
They do have summer camps.
And yeah, she said it was so fun. She's engaged. She said her like fiance is kind of whack. I mean, I don't know her like
now
that, but she told me about
whack.
It. And yeah, she took him to the camp and basically like a bunch of people did stuff with her. And she said it was really safe and fun. Like just like a BDSM host school.
I was on FET and I found this like
all FET, my FET life she's talking about.
All black group of professional kinksters, and not professional like they're professionals, but like, you know,
like they don't have a degree, but
professionals.
They have a degree, but just not in ass beating.
Well, no, it's crazy because a lot of people often ask us, how do we find people that are into this type of stuff, XYZ? And it's literally like outside of Google, which I advise people to do too. These apps, you literally can narrow it down to the area that you're in and find people.
So basically, you're telling me I could type in
just like the picture
6'10 attorney. Wow. Enjoys long like walks
lift
in the park.
My head up. If I tried to stand up, it would, you know, look, this tug back.
Okay, we got to feature some of these pictures on our IG. Yeah,
you can.
Because this ass hook ain't explaining.
You can kind of see the bruises a little bit. Just a little.
You like, now does that ever like bother? I don't know. Like, is that something that turns you on though? Like being restricted like that? Because I'm claustrophobic. So this is, you know, like.
I think that. I don't feel claustrophobic with rope, but I don't like gags or like my mouth being covered. Like I've done
breathing.
I don't really like breath play like that. Like I've done mummification by saran wrap, and like some people will wrap their whole heads. I'm not into that. You can wrap my entire body, just don't. I need to breathe.
You don't be sweating. Y'all not hot.
Bitch, like them clear shoes. Would it just be like, it just be foggy and shit?
That shit is not hot.
Listen, guys, before we get out of here, we're going to get into our hoe mail. And please feel free to give your little tidbit of advice in this, too. It says, this one is advice before making a horrible decision. Hmm. I mean, go ahead and make it, sis. But anyway, it says, have you ever had sex with someone that you don't want anyone to know about?
Yes.
I know, right? Well, that's how it starts. Hold on, let me get into it. Does that make me a bad person? Nope. I have been celibate for about 4 years due to a mix of choices, personal, guilt, morals, and lack of confidence. I feel so out of practice being intimate with another person. I also have had significant weight gain as well as parting from a very dysfunctional relationship within the last 3 years. All of those things have me feeling less than desirable. There is someone that has talked to me on the low for over 10 years. First as friends, then as more. I want to have sex with him to get back to my old self, but I have my doubts. I am not truly attracted to anything but his penis. I can't stand his voice, his personality, any of it.
Ugly sex is hot, girl.
I already feel horrible, and she spelt it, of course, like what? Like aww, horrible, sweet. That I have used him to make myself feel better.
Don't.
With conversation and flirting. I've been very clear with him that I do not want a relationship. He says it's okay with him, but I am scared it will be a problem once we start this new friends with benefits situation. Help me out, ladies. I don't know what I should do.
Just keep fucking him, girl. What the fuck? Like, he's getting your pussy for free. Well, why do you feel
bad?
Well,
she hasn't had sex for 4 years. They had sex before, and she's coming back
right
now.
He's gonna be getting your pussy for free to be fine.
4 years, right? And now,
you can keep it a secret.
I mean, I guess that's good advice because my good dick is everywhere, sis.
Is it? Wait,
if you hate
good
him,
dick is but everywhere?
maybe she feels safer.
You
with
gotta
him.
Find it, obviously. But like, you hate him. Like, I don't.
But
I don't
it's
know,
his
like,
dick. Maybe that'll be great because she won't get in her feelings.
I think that that's good, and I'm not gonna lie. And it's funny because she's on here, maybe assuming that there's gonna be a problem, but you've already told him you don't want a relationship.
Well, if it's only just fucking and you know, get your nut off, sis.
I would absolutely
niggas that'll just call a woman
him.
To just be like, oh, I just needed to bust his nut. So
I would have loved that.
So both of y'all have. I mean, we know you fucked an ugly guy before. We talked about it on a recent episode.
I was like, damn.
But have you like ever like? Fuck the ugly guy just because his dick. Sorry, you actually like the ugly guy. I'm talking about.
It's like she was thinking of the nigga. We know you have. But anyway,
no, there was context to it in a previous episode. But we know you actually like that ugly nigga. Have you ever just fucked up? Have you ever just fucked the ugly nigga because you wanted dick?
This is really, like, really vain, and I'm gonna say this, but I kind of don't care.
Cause I know I'm
so
shallow. So
I used to fuck this ugly nigga. Not for money exactly, but he had some talents in his wallet, and I just, you know, he was whatever. I kind of used to get turned on at the fact that, like, I knew he had to fuck me because, like,
He was ugly.
No, no, he had to pay for it because he was ugly. And I liked no one else fucking his ugly ass because he couldn't, he was just so, he would always call me pretty. And I was like, dude, I'm cute, but I'm not a fucking 10, which is fine.
Session, same story, bitch. These niggas be ugly, but they wallet be cute.
And that's the thing, okay. He used to turn me on.
But his dick was bomb. He just not attractive.
Oh, it wasn't even that great.
So real quick, how do you get to know when an ugly nigga has good dick if he ugly?
I don't know that.
Outside of the money.
Yeah. Nah, he told me. He was just like,
oh, he, and you just trusted that ugly nigga to have a
I'm
big
sorry,
old dick.
You're telling me.
Have receipts. Relax. It wasn't his words. He was just like, no.
He showed you a whole fax. And he was like, yo, you could ask anyone. You could ask Tiana.
You could ask my ex-girlfriend.
Did you hit her up?
First of all, I said call her on three-way because I don't believe you and I ain't calling that bitch.
But she ex-girlfriend, people that love you.
Yeah, when you, that's what I'm saying. When you actually have feelings.
We literally broke up because I moved to Washington State.
Right.
And he lives there and he's not willing to fly back and forth, even though he can clearly afford to. So that's why we're not together.
I have a
very interesting life. We could be here all day.
Okay, for example, when you're buying a car. And
if it's ugly, I ain't finna buy it.
No, but this is the thing. You know that the car salesman is gonna make commission. So they have a reason to sell you on the car.
Okay.
You believed the man that wanted your pussy had good dick because he told you.
And then she told me.
Now, if I was buying a car and they pulled over a coworker that they've worked with for a long time and they then said, hey, isn't this a great car? And the person was like, yeah, it's a good car.
The car is different because you don't got to drive it to know it's great.
You're telling me that this nigga that wanted to fuck you said, please ask my ex-girlfriend that, of course, I'm cool with if I have good dick. And you were like, yeah.
I said, sure, because I didn't really think he was going to call her. I didn't think she was going to fucking answer. It was honestly.
Was it on FaceTime? Weird.
Yes.
I just want to say, this is how you know that there's not that much good dick around, because you were willing to fuck an old ugly ass nigga just to get some good dick.
He wasn't old.
I mean, he ain't even got to be. Just an ugly ass
just
nigga.
He was just ugly. He just was ugly.
On a scale from 1 to 10, ugly.
Now,
he was a solid 4.5.
Dallas, I just want to tell you, if you ever recommend to us ever a restaurant or something like that.
Now you're not going to believe me.
No, I'm not. Because I
never.
I don't. Yo, this place is popping. Is it, ma'am?
Is it really?
Her friend owned the club.
They paying
bitch.
You?
Yeah, your friend owned the club. We not gonna get into that. Anyways, Dallas, thank you for joining us today. I want to thank you. And I still, because I'm so claustrophobic, the role play is one thing I have yet to talk about. Actually, wait. It's not role play, but I am trying, and I posted it onto the Horrible Decisions Instagram page. What's it called? Where it's my ankles to my wrists or something.
Oh, the bar. I don't know.
The bar, the extender.
The
extension.
Whatever it is.
Cord
thing. Where it ties and it's just supposed to leave it open and
the
shit.
The bars.
Yeah, so I'm going to try that. But being the tied up,
But because is she's in love, rope, she's going to be able to relax.
Could it be silk ties?
Oh, I didn't think of that. I forgot that there are different types of things that you could
use. I love using the tape.
People just don't like the friction of the rope. So you could use a tie. You could use
the
middle of your robe.
And they got the little sex tape too.
The sex tape's my favorite because the more you move, it loosens.
Okay. You can escape from that.
Yeah. If you want to get it a little looser, you can do it yourself. It's fun.
Oh, maybe we'll do a little sex tape. All right. Well, can you go ahead and let our audience know where they can find you? I know you active on the Twitter.
Find me on Twitter. I'm there every day. Every day, B. Dallas Playhouse on Twitter. On Instagram, it's _ Dallas Playhouse. On mostly everything, it's Dallas Playhouse. Because that's my name.
There you go. And do you have videos or other things where people can see the electro?
I will put some stuff up. I'm actually working on a website.
Go ahead, website.
Has a side that is literally just BDSM sessions, just my rope play, just electric.
Sounds like OnlyFans shit, actually.
Yes. But I'm tired of giving them money.
No, I'm saying
right.
I hear you.
I think all the sex workers are can we all just create another platform already?
A lot of people are I really want to see your content, but I really want
to tell you guys something interesting I learned. You guys know I'm a 90 Day Fiancé fan, and Larissa just got fired because of Cam Soda.
That's crazy.
But with Cam Soda, apparently, because I was this can't be, because so many people have OnlyFans.
Right.
Cam Soda makes you exclusive to them. So they pay you out a certain amount of money to use you. And TLC has something in their contract that says you have exclusivity with them for
makes
anything.
Sense. That makes
and
sense.
So OnlyFans is independent. You're making money independently.
Cam Soda
she
is
got
a company,
paid out.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense. It makes sense.
It does.
It does make sense.
Because I was
I
like,
can't wait to go do more pretty rope.
Yeah, I saw that. You looking like a mermaid.
Yes, I'm going to see my female rigger.
We're going to post some of these on Patreon as well and reference them so that I know we talked a lot about like pictures and you're probably not sure what they look like, but we're going to share
them. Show us.
Yes, we will.
But
sure.
Yeah, if you want some more horrible decisions, join us on our Patreon. We talk about it all the time, but it's a really fun platform. Mandy and I are giving you the most up-to-date content on there, our catch-ups, things like that. If
we
you
are
may,
talking
you miss
more
it.
About current events if y'all want
right.
to listen
if
to
y'all
want to
hear about Mandy's boyfriend.
I mean, I was talking about
it's
him,
called
y'all.
Patreon.
No, Patreon, yeah. Shut up.
Oh my God. That's
okay,
hilarious.
Y'all. I'm done. Anyway, I am about to actually go meet him. He's like, babe, let me know when you're done.
Oh, goodbye.
Anyways, also, yes, make sure you subscribe. And again, if you are all caught up with horrible decisions and you want more content, try Pop Mommy. You can listen to me again right after this show on Period Sis or tomorrow on See the Thing Is.
Cannot wait.
Yes.
That's right. Binge all of our stuff. Check out For Fact's Sake. Eddie and I are doing some fun shit. I think we just did like the most haunted places. I couldn't sleep. Disney. He's a fucking racist. Right. That's a fact that you can find out on For Fact's Sake.
And thank you guys for tuning in to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
Hold so on. I want to get real quick. We're going to get into the whole facts real quick. It's a random one. I'm just going to say it quick. So whole fact for this week is that after fingers and vibrators, candles are actually the phallic objects used most often by female masturbators. I assume it's like the candles, like, you know, the stick ones, the stick candles. Because I wouldn't assume the ones that I get from Marshalls that come in a glass jar are the ones women are masturbating with. I'll just say that.
I think it's just because women don't buy like anything to masturbate with. So they'll use like the cucumber thing, you know, like
right.
all that kind of shit.
Just household shit.
Yeah.
So for the horrible decision, guys, and we made it here. We got some time to get through it. Hopefully Weezy has a cool story. I have one that's exciting that I'm not sure if I've shared, but, we are about to go to Mocha Fest in Mexico. And again, it's kind of like a free for all. It is an adult only resort. So my idea for the horrible decision for this episode was to talk about a sex crazed weekend that we both have experienced at any point of our lives. I think we've both been on vacation. We both like went to festivals. We've both, you know, done just a getaway where maybe it turned into a sex crazed weekend. So wanted to know, when you saw this, did any particular weekend come to mind? And then if we have time, I have a what if. We'll probably not do the whole mail, but instead we'll play a game at the end about what if, so we can kind of make some predictions for our Mexico trip.
I think the only sex crazed weekend I've had was like when I used to go to Ultra.
How, like, did you have sex with multiple partners? Did you find yourself falling in love with one guy on day one and then stayed with him the rest of the weekend?
Like, one guy was, day night I was with a girl, one night I was with a guy. And then like, I was making out with a lot of people at Ultra. It was bad. I honestly don't know how to get mono.
I was about to say, bitch, that sounds like,
that,
you know what, you did come into the studio a couple times a little sick, bitch. It might have been mono, bitch.
Not because I wasn't raving since we've been. I would have said it. Mono's insane. I've had it before when
I
was in high school.
No, you and Dub did like Izu. Like you guys.
I haven't done it since we've been podcasting.
Oh.
If I've done it, I've done like some Euro shit. But I have a book in my house of that Dub made me of all our raving pictures. And I just watched that This Is Paris documentary. Y'all got to watch it. You would love it. Paris Hilton is so much more deep than we think. I can't even believe it. It's crazy.
Oh, she is definitely like one of those, I'm sure she's brilliant and has.
She makes $1 million per gig. Like, are you kidding?
It's disgusting. Yeah.
And then she was like, I don't even know my real voice anymore. Like, I'm a character.
She kills the DJ shit. Yeah.
But
she kills
I mean, not like, and when I was watching it, I was like, damn, bro. Like, I used to do that shit heavy. Like, oh my God, nigga. I lived for a rave. Like, if my boss told me I couldn't go away for a weekend, I was like, I'll fucking quit. Dude, do you think you're going to keep me from going to Ultra? Nigga, I was wild. Then, like, I think what also amplified the sex is...
Wait, real quick. Come to think about it. I'm just thinking of all the stories you've told. Didn't the treehouse story come about from a rave?
No. I went to a bar in Brooklyn. Baby's All Right. Okay. And it was crazy. Like, it was a snowstorm. That's why I stayed at his house. But anyway. But, I mean, it came from Molly, which, same shit. No, I think the sex is so amplified because I really never got to do anything. And, like, I didn't have that much money. And I spent all of that money. It's very expensive to go to raves. Ultra's like $500 for the weekend. Then you got to get hotels for Ultra. And it's a bunch of people sleeping in a house. Me and Vinny used to be stuck in these little tiny beds together because we would split it with eight people. Then you have to buy drugs. You know how expensive drugs are?
I don't, but you've shared the cost with me a couple times. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is for, like, these are for rich people.
I'm good. Expensive, and I don't know how I afforded it, but I think it's just your weekend to go fucking ham. And so all of that sexual, like, energy, that tension, like, I didn't care. Like, it was just so freeing. And I think today, like, you know, we were talking about going to a rave in what was it? What was that country? And you thought it was a can of soda. What was it? Malta.
Malta. First off, Malta is a can of soda. It is a malt. It's a malt drink. It's a malt drink. But it's called Malta.
Yeah. The country is Malta, but I didn't know there was a Malta drink.
Yeah, bitch. It's nasty. It tastes like burnt syrup. That shit nasty.
Malta Goya. Malt beverage. Yeah, that shit. Oh, we can't fuck with Goya anyway.
Bitch, that shit nasty as fuck anyway.
No, I had a bunch of sex craze weekend. And also, I was always single when I went to those things. So I feel like I never had it on the back of my mind, so I couldn't do anything.
Okay.
And no guilt.
Okay.